This is the Composer's Datebook for March 19th. I'm John Burge. In London on today's date in 1896, the Czech composer Antonín Dvořák conducted the first performance of his cello concerto. 2 years earlier, while teaching at the National Conservatory in New York, Dvořák attended the Brooklyn premiere of a cello concerto by the American cellist and composer Victor Herbert. Herbert had been the principal cellist for the premiere of Dvořák's New World Symphony. Herbert was a superb player and the soloist in the premiere of his own concerto. After that concert, Dvořák rushed backstage, embraced Herbert, and told him his concerto was splendid, simply splendid. Thus inspired by Herbert's example, Dvořák began a cello concerto of his own, completing it in just 3 months. It was the last work he completed during his three-year stay in America. But on the final page of his manuscript score, Dvořák wrote, "I finished the concerto in New York, but when I returned to Bohemia, I changed the end completely, the way it stands here now." The concerto was written for and dedicated to Dvořák's countryman, the Czech cellist Hanuš Vihan. But due to a scheduling conflict, a British soloist named Leo Stern played its world premiere in London. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.